This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Yeah, baby, Travis Thomas Experience. My next guest has all kinds of soul. Let's bring him in. I want to gamble heavily on everything. My man, Dave Ross of VSiN. Welcome home, family.
Travis T, the Travis Thomas Experience, baby. There's nothing better. I've missed you. How is life in Boston? Obviously, our D.C. roots. I'm out here in Vegas these days, but I see you holding it down back on the East Coast, man. I miss you. It's great to hear you back in the airwaves.
Man, it is cold as I don't know what out here, man. We're getting snow tonight, man. Tell me, what's going on? What's the weather in Vegas right now? Are you at a pool? Like, what's happening out there?
I go to the hot tub every day because, you know, it gets really cold here at about in the 60s.
Travis,
I keep telling people because they don't know, like, D.C., and then I lived in Chicago there for about 8 years. They think this is cold out here. And I'm like, I haven't worn a jacket in the 3 years I've been in Las Vegas. I'm like, I don't know what you people are talking about cold. You don't know cold until you go back to Boston, D.C., Chicago. That's cold.
I know, man. It's no doubt. Well, I'm proud of you out there, man. And I have yet to – I've told you this before. I've never even been to Vegas to visit. So, you know, I know. Well, Ross, it's by design. I just don't think I'm going to make it back home. Like, I think I'll go out there and I will never, like the movie Leaving Las Vegas, I will never leave that place. It'll be bad.
It is. And it's like, you know, because I get to do our show here from VSiN at Circa Sportsbook. And I'm telling you, Travis, if you're like us and you're a sports aficionado and you want to get down a little bit on a game, there is nothing better than Circa. I'm not kidding you. Like, I have not seen a better place to place a bet, watch a game than Circa Sports here in Las Vegas. It's absolutely immaculate.
Wow, that is awesome. All right, well, let's start there then. Dave Ross of VSiN joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. You know, the Super Bowl just happened. So you, Sam Panayotovich, a lot of my Vegas buddies have always told me that it's like kind of rookie to go to March Madness opening weekend in Vegas. They're like, the best time to go is either the Super Bowl or even if you do March Madness, you want to go later. You want to do like Sweet 16 or Final Four or something like that. So now that you've been out there as long as you have and you're just, you know, kind of prisoner of the moment, you're just coming off the Super Bowl there in Vegas. I mean, you know, what's the best time to go on a guy's trip? Would it be Super Bowl? Would it be March Madness and when? Or would it be like a big fight in Vegas?
Well, you know me, because you and I go way back to the fight game. There is nothing better than a big fight in Las Vegas, right? So, I mean, I'm always going to go that way. And obviously, we've got mixed martial arts. There's actually a card going on right now at UFC Apex. It's hard to beat that. I will say this, though, Trav. And I'm picking up what Sammy P's saying, maybe not the very first weekend, but there is nothing like the thrill of being in the sports book on that Thursday to begin March Madness. People now bet the I don't bet this, but people do. First to 10 bets. So when somebody gets to 10, the sports book erupts. It's insane. So you've got the UCLA cheerleaders that are parading around, or whoever's in March Madness. It's insane. It's a very collegiate atmosphere because everybody's coming to root for their schools, especially from out west here.
Right.
But it's a pilgrimage. I'd say it trumps the Super Bowl, at least it did this year. Okay. Super Bowl traffic was a little bit down for Vegas standards, Trav.
Okay.
But I would recommend experience it one time. Come out, the Travis Thomas experience. Take it on the road to Las Vegas. You would love March Madness out here.
All right. So if I'm rating this right, you would have a big fight as your one seed, whether it's boxing or UFC. Then you would have, it sounds like that opening round of March Madness as your two seed, and then the Super Bowl. Is that fair?
I think you got it.
Okay.
Perfectly charted. Right. 1, 2, 3, let's go big fight, let's go March Madness, then let's go Super Bowl. But all of those events are majestic out here.
All right, fair enough. Now, you and I both had a lot of dealings with Michael Lombardi. You were on air with him every day. I was on air with him, via satellite every week. And then he ups and leaves us both for Bill Belichick. So your thoughts on Chapel Bill, were you in shock? And you and I'm sure we're both getting, reading the tea leaves and kind of seeing some things happen. I'll tell you my Lombardi story of when I knew, he ain't coming back. Like the Magic Johnson meme where he's like, I ain't coming back. We had him on every week, Ross. And then, the guy, he's a pro. It was automatic. It was just confirmation Lombardi tomorrow at whatever time. And then all of a sudden, my producer goes, hey, we don't have Lombardi tomorrow. In fact, he's going to be off the grid for the next few weeks, and then he'll let us know. And we all went, Belichick. And sure enough, I'm sure it had to be similar for you. Give me your thoughts on Lombardi and Chapel Bill. Do you think it'll work in UNC?
I do, and I'll tell you this. On the, obviously yesterday was Valentine's Day. I've been dumped before. I've never been dumped for Bill Belichick. I've never been dumped for the hoodie, ever. I couldn't believe it. I talked to Michael often, because we were doing our daily two-hour show together, the Lombardi Line and Visa. It was fantastic. And the day before, we were talking about, they're talking about moving our show to 3 hours in the morning. We're kind of lining it up. The next day, Trav, I get a call from Michael. And he's like, I didn't see it happening this fast. And I said, Michael, you don't have to apologize. You don't have to say anything. Congratulations, man. Go to North Carolina, knock him dead. I'm happy for him. But you and I both got dumped for the hoodie. Now, look, will it work? In the ACC, I think they're picking the right conference, first and foremost, to go into. And as Michael explained, I'm sure you know this too, this is the first true GM of college football.
Yep.
And they're looking at this, as they say, the 33rd pro team. They're looking at it from an NFL model. Now, will it work long-term in the NFL, or in college football with that NFL model? I don't know if he's going to be long for UNC, but I'd give it about a 3-year window. And I think early on, if they have some success, it'll breed more success. I look for the next 3 years in Chapel Hill. It'll be really interesting and kind of a down ACC. I think they'll be able to compete right away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run to the window to play their win total. But, I'm going to give Lombardi, I'm going to give Belichick the benefit of the doubt and say, if you made me take a stock on an ACC school that's not named Syracuse, I'd probably look at UNC right now.
Yeah, Cuse is playing well these days, too. I mean, you look at that ACC, Clemson, SMU. Obviously, we think that, a Virginia Tech is going to bounce back around here. Florida State should bounce back. Everyone around here is very excited about what Boston College is putting together. I think there's a number of teams. The U is not quite back to the U, but it's getting there. There's a number of teams in the ACC that are really good, but no one's really dominant and great. So I completely agree. It's great timing for Belichick and Lombardi. And of course, you and I both wish them the best. All right, let's gamble on the NFL. So
Do it.
You know, look, I've been talking all show here that I think the Patriots are going to have a big offseason, and I don't think it's insane to suggest that they could be vying for a wild card berth next season. So as soon as I can bet, you know, Patriots to make the playoffs, that'll be a bet that I will make. But as I'm sitting here looking at these Super Bowl odds as we talk, you know, it's kind of boring. I mean, Eagles, of course, a favorite. Chiefs right behind them. It's like, yeah, no duh. I would want to look at, you know, I would probably want to look at some teams that I think could maybe knock off the Chiefs in the AFC.
I've got two tickets already in pocket, Trav, and, and I made these about 4 days ago once these numbers started to go before they really started to get chopped. I made one in the AFC, one in the NFC.
Okay.
And I took the Bengals at 20-1
All right.
to win the Super Bowl, and I took the Lions at 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. Now, both those numbers have been shorted a little bit since those, so we got a little bit of the best of the number. We'll see how closing line value goes. You know how that works. Yeah. It doesn't mean a thing if the ticket doesn't cash. But I like those price points. And I'll say this for Detroit. As well as they played, and I know they've got to fill those coordinator roles now. Dan Campbell's going to have to go out there and make the right hires if they're not internal, which I think they end up will be with, say, guys we know like Antoine Randall-El, Mark Brunell to help that offense. I think they'll be okay there. Defensively, with all the injuries they had, and to still get the one seed and only lose two games in the regular season, that was really impressive to me.
Yeah.
So to me, at 11-1, I get it. Fly, Eagles, fly, world champs, congratulations, all that. There's no way I'm playing that short number next year, and I'm not fading this Lions team yet. I know the division's brutal, but 11-1 felt like a really good price. And on the Bengals side, Trav, they got the big three there, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Trey Hendrickson. We're starting to hear rumors that they might be able, for a cheap team, a notoriously cheap Bengals front office, to figure out a way to save all three. If they do that, that number will get chopped down to about 15-1. Look, you got Joey B, you got a chance. We know that. You got to have a quarterback. Maybe they've got one in New England to make that playoff ticket come home for you with Drake May. But that's the point. I'm going to look at those type of numbers instead of the shortest shots on the board and find value. And if they get to the title games, we got hedgeable scenarios if we need it.
Wow. Where do you think Rodgers ends up? I'm looking at his next team odds. The Steelers are the favorite, followed by the Raiders and the Niners. Then the Vikings, Titans, Colts, Rams, Giants, all kind of long shots. So it looks, from a betting standpoint, like either the Steelers or the Raiders. Well, you know, do you see either one of those teams going after him? Do you see the Niners getting involved? Where do you think Aaron Rodgers ends up? Or do you think, is there an option to bet on him to end up in the woods on acid listening to Grateful Dead?
I'm sure he's got some ayahuasca going right now in the offseason. I don't know where that guy is, if he's off in the wilderness. But you know what? You know this, Travis. You look around the league, there are teams that need quarterbacks, right? And so the Steelers clearly are not sold on Russell or Justin Fields. If they feel like that defense is still tailor-made, at least to get back to the postseason like they did a year ago and the year before, it's amazing what Tomlin does. I can understand why that's the favorite. But out here in the desert, you know, Pete Carroll's not getting any younger. And he's taking over this roster. He's going to clean it out pretty quickly to build the defense. That's what he does first. And then get the quarterback that he likes. Remember, when he drafted Russell Wilson, he wasn't supposed to be the guy. Pete was the guy that said, No, I found my quarterback. I could see that working with Aaron Rodgers. They say, hey, what have I got, 3 years tops? Rodgers probably has 2 years tops. I could see that marriage because he's not looking to build it out for the next coach to come out here to Las Vegas.
Right.
I think Rodgers in Pittsburgh or Vegas makes a lot of sense. I don't know how much he's got left, but he's got enough over a lot of the starting quarterbacks in the league. Certainly, there are probably seven teams he'd be an immediate upgrade for.
Wow. All right. Listen, I can't let you go without talking some Celtics here. You know, I'm looking at the odds as we talk. They actually are right behind the Thunder. The Thunder are the favorite right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say which book I'm looking at because they ain't cutting me a check. But right now, the book that I use, the Thunder are the favorite, and the Celtics are right there at plus 235 to win this whole shebang-a-bang. As you've seen from them in the first half of the season, Ross, do you see anything that concerns you in terms of the Celtics and a repeat bid? Because I got to be honest, I just don't know if this price is going to get any better. I like the Thunder and all, but the fact that they're the favorites is ridiculous, and I would advise people to bet the Celtics to go ahead and capture Banner 19. Do you think they'll repeat, or are you concerned?
No, I'm not really concerned. I'll tell you this. What I like about them is when they lose, they don't lose again. The bounce back, and one of the models out here has been when the Celtics lose, whoever they play next, take that total team under, because the Celtics normally clamp them down defensively the next time out. That shows me championship pedigree. Sure, it's a little sleepy, and I know Cleveland with a great start and, what, 5.5 games back at the break and all that. But do you really trust Cleveland if it got down to a 1-2, even if they had home court in a 7-game series against Boston? I don't yet. So, to me, I think that you get plus money in Boston to repeat.
Yeah.
So you can make a lot worse bets than that. Yeah, it's the only team that I would be a little bit concerned about if they match up, because it's one of the signs of the apocalypse, would be if it's Boston and the Knicks.
Right.
If we get Celtics-Knicks, say, in a semifinal, bing bong, we get New York. Oh, look out, Travis. It's one of these signs of the apocalypse. It would be great to watch. It would be great for ratings for the NBA. But that would be the only thing that scares me, because Cleveland, all due respect, great first half. They don't scare me in a matchup against the Seas.
All right, let me ask you this. This is my walk-off for you. Would you be more likely to bet? I'm looking at two bets right now I want to run by you. You're a huge Mets fan. You guys stole Juan Soto from Boston. So would you be more
You guys got Bregman. You're good. You got Bregman.
would you be more willing to bet the Mets at 12-1 to win the World Series? Or would you bet one of these college basketball favorites? Oh. So right now, Duke is a favorite, followed by Auburn to win the Natty. Which one would you go for March Madness? Would you go March Madness, or would you go to your Mets?
I love my Mets. Yeah, I'm wearing a Mets t-shirt right now. You can't see it, obviously, Trav, but you know I'm a man of my word. Look, I love what we're doing. I don't know that we have enough pitching. I'm playing second base.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Metropolitans have enough pitching to beat the Phillies and the Braves, even in their own division.
Right.
And then let alone you get out of the division. You know the Dodgers are going to be there. They're not going anywhere. They've got I see they re-signed Clayton Kershaw. He could be like their 10th starter. They're so deep. So
yeah.
I don't love that number at 12-1. I'd rather play, say, in Alabama. If you can find Bama, say, at 10-1 in Nate Oates.
Yep.
The way that they pressure and the way they score. So give me something like that. I'd like that better. I think that's got a better chance of getting home than the Mets at 12-1. The other thing, too, people, I'd say this, and I did this last year. If the Mets get off to a slow start in the East because the division's just so good, and they drift down to, say, 20-1, then it's a good bet.
Okay.
But 12-1, I think it's too short initially. Just wait. They're going to beat themselves up. Philadelphia, Atlanta, New York. It's going to be a brutal one. But I'll tell you this. The Red Sox, I saw at plus 475, 5-1 to win the East.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Not with the pitching and Crochet and Bregman. I actually like what they're doing up there in Beantown. I'd look to that. And if it got tight between the Sox and the Yankees come September, who do you think that pressure's on? You know it's on the Pinstripers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think losing Soto just crushes that lineup, because they're just going to stand around and wait for Judge to hit moonshots. That's not going to work, especially when you get to the postseason. What I did... I do believe they'll win the division, the Yankees I'm talking about, but where I'm willing to go with the Sox, no one in the AL scares me. The Tigers are young. The Royals are young. Everyone's trying to figure it out. The O's are young. I actually think the Sox team get in as a wild card, and they may be more dangerous in the AL. So I took them 14-1 to win the AL and then then lose to the Dodgers or whoever comes out of the NL. That's a bet I'm
making. Well, you know how that works, too. Yeah, it's normally it's been advantageous to not win the division. And that dreaded rest that's been happening for a lot of the divisional champs. Yeah, Sox get in as a wild card, they're going to be a dangerous out. I like that play. That's a really smart play. And again, all you got to do is get to the ALCS, and then you got hedgeable spots if you need it.
Absolutely. All right, man, listen, I could do this all night, but I got to get to break. You know I love you. Dave Ross of VSiN here on the Travis Thomas Experience. I appreciate you, bro, and I love just having you on every now and again, catching up with you and gambling heavily. So thank you for pulling up on me, man.
You are my dog. Boston, you're lucky to have my guy, Travis Thomas. I miss you, but keep crushing and holding it down on the East Coast as you do.
Appreciate you, bro. Hey, we're talking Celtics and the All-Star break when we come back here on the Travis Thomas Experience. But first, here's what's trending!
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Boston Red Sox have officially agreed to a 3-year, $120 million contract with all-star infielder Alex Bregman. The deal includes opt-outs after each year, and Bregman will reportedly be playing second base with the Sox. The NHL Four Nations face-off rolls on today. Elias Lindholm and Team Sweden lost to Team Finland in overtime. The final score was 4-3. Brad Marchand and Team Canada face off against Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, and Team USA tonight at 8 p.m. All-stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are preparing to play with Team Shaq in the NBA All-Star Tournament tonight. Brown and Tatum's semifinal game tips off at 9:10 p.m. The Boston College hockey team heads up to Amherst to face the UMass Minutemen at 6:45 p.m. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. UMass won last night's matchup 3-2. Stay tuned later in the night for Westwood One's coverage of NCAA men's basketball right here on WEEI. Number 15-ranked Kentucky heads down to Austin to play Texas at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience. Man, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, what a great show this has been. Appreciate you all always hanging in there with me, showing me love. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram as well. I'm actually, I was just laughing at this Jaylen Brown quote. I'm reading a transcript from one of these like all-star game press conferences. And someone was asking Jaylen Brown about like the new all-star game format. You all are seeing that, right? It's like the TNT crew like drafted the teams. It's like Shaq's team against Chuck's team. And so someone asked Jaylen Brown about the new all-star game format. And you guys know he doesn't talk a lot. Jaylen Brown says, quote, "Yeah, I have no idea what's going on." End quote. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but isn't he like the VP of the Players Association or something? Like, am I wrong? Isn't he some higher up in the Player Association? The only reason I remember that is when all the it feels like a lifetime ago now, but remember when all the Nike beef was going like this summer? He didn't get on the Olympic team, and he was like going back and forth. And then he was beefing with what's his face on ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. Remember that? State your sources, like all that crap. That's the only reason I feel like I kind of remember, because I remember either reading something or hearing something like it's not a good look to have this like higher up from the Players Association. You know, taking shots at Nike and like beef. Yeah, here it is. I'm right. I just looked this up. He's the vice president of the NBA Players Association. Wow. That makes it even funnier. You have the VP of the Players Association at an all-star game press conference saying, "Yeah, I'm not really sure what we're doing." That is awesome. I just want you all to know I root for chaos all times, like 24/7, and that is fantastic. I mean, I sort of, I don't know. I mean, all this stuff's hokey. Every All-Star Game's hokey. They are, all of them. You see how desperate the Pro Bowl is now in the NFL. I mean, my God, they're going to start paying us to watch that thing. You know, that sucks. I like baseball. I like the home run derby and the all-star game in baseball. But it's hokey. I covered one. I covered one in D.C. one year they had it. Bryce, I think it was the last year Bryce Harper was with the Nationals. He won, like, the home run derby and all that. It was really cool. But I was there that whole week covering all the all-star festivities and all that stuff. It's hokey. It just is. You know, like when you're a kid, all-star games are really cool, and that's really what it's for, is the kids in your sports. But like now, increasingly in this day and age, kids care less. There's more pressure on networks to make it fun, and that's what, you know, kind of makes it over the top and corny. Because you're now all of a sudden you're doing all this, you know, let's play tug of war. East versus West. Like, what? What are we doing? When I was a kid, it was just like you had the best of the best competing against each other. You know, it was like Jordan versus Magic. You know, Griffey against Bonds. Sosa McGuire. Like, it was cool. Now it's just over. Like, it was cool in the Pro Bowl to see Jerry Rice line up against Deion. Now it's just dumb. You know, it's not the same. With that being said, I'll be honest with you. you know, being in this business, I have to watch this stuff so I can talk about it. Last night was probably the first night I can remember actually having fun watching some of this All-Star stuff. It really was. Like, I enjoyed the Rising Stars game was really cool. Stephon Castle from UConn can ball. I mean, that kid's special. I really like him a lot. So it was cool, like, watching him hoop. You know, I mean, I like the celebrity game. That's always funny to see, you know, all these celebrities who can actually hoop, who can't. I found myself having fun watching that, and I don't really know why. You know, I don't have, like, there's no specific thing to this year as opposed to years past. Like, I got really tired of this stuff. And, you know, for some reason, last night I had a lot of joy watching it. And maybe it's because Castle was balling in a celebrity game. I mean, T.O. was hooping. He's 157 years old. He's still really – he's just a great athlete. That was cool. We'll see if tonight if I feel the same way. You know, look, we got a snowstorm coming. When I tell you I have – I'm not – you're going to think I'm exaggerating. I'm not. I have about 1,000 beers on deck, and I'm not even kidding. Let me tell you what I've been doing. This is how much of a loser I am. I don't know when this started. It maybe happened over the holidays because my wife's family was in town for Christmas. So that I think this is where it happened. So right around the Christmas holiday, you know, we had our whole family coming. So we have this big cooler, and of course it's been cold. It's been brick outside. So I had this cooler on my back deck, and I've just been accumulating beer and wine and all this stuff. And it started, you know, because her family was coming. So eventually the family comes, the cooler's filled with various drinks. We drink them, almost all of them. So when they leave post-Christmas, there's just a little bit of wine, a little bit of beer left in the cooler. Well, what I've done since, this is how much of a loser I am, is I have accumulated all local beers only. And what I do is every week I get off of work. My last work day is Thursday. So your Friday is my Thursday. You follow me? So when I get off Thursday night, because I'm off, my off days are Friday, Saturday. Yes, that's right. I'm on my grind. This is an off day from TV, and I do radio. I try to do it every Saturday. So anyways, I get off work Thursday nights. I go to the liquor store, and I buy beer and wine, right? And some of it I drink that night. Some of it I put in a cooler. By doing this since Christmas. So what are we now? This is like middle of February, right? So a couple months here. I now have a full cooler again. And it's all like local beer and wine. And when I tell you, like, now, especially these, if you've noticed, these snowstorms have been weekends, nothing warms my heart more. It's like I don't have to worry about, you know, getting the kids to school in the morning, or if school's canceled, now I'm stuck with them, or, you know, worrying about my wife getting to and from work safely. No, I'm home with sports on and 1,000 beers on the back deck. And it is colder than any fridge can get this stuff. Leaving a cooler out on the back deck here, oh my God. I mean, it is great. You're not going to get a colder drink. So I'm guessing because of this, tonight I'm going to love the dunk contest and the three-point contest. It's just going to hit different. It's going to hit different. So I enjoyed last night's Rising Stars and Celebrity Game. I'm going to anticipate that I'm going to like tonight's festivities. I'll take Mac McGlung to win the dunk contest again. That'll be his third. I don't know any of these other losers in this anyways. The dunk contest isn't as cool as it used to be. We've seen every dunk under the sun. We've seen every 360. We've seen D. Brown and Jaylen Brown with the peekaboo. We've seen people jump over Kias in human beings. Like, I mean, what more can we see? So I think it will be cool for Mac to get his third in a row. I covered him in high school. He went to high school in Virginia, and he was just hooping it up. I mean, he was dunking in game on people's faces. It was ridiculous. He's just small. He's small. You know, that's a knock on him. But that's why in the dunk contest he's so prolific, because he's short. So it's more impressive. It's more explosive. And then, listen, I'll take Damian Lillard to three-peat as well in a three-point contest. I've won money and lost money on betting on Dame. The first year that he won the three-point contest, I bet on him, and I hit that bet, and I was really happy. And then the last year, I bet on old Dolphin Teeth, Buddy Hield, and he almost got it done for me, but Dame won again. This year, I'm going back to the well. I'm betting on Dame again to win that. As far as the All-Star game, you know, this format is wonky, but Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both are on Shaq's team. It's called like Shaq's OGs or something. I'm going to take Jason Tatum and Shaq's team and Jaylen Brown to win the tournament here, the All-Star tournament. But here's what I'm going to do. I think Jason Tatum's going to be the All-Star game MVP. I just think this guy's unreal. And, you know, we watch him every night, so we love him. We don't take him for granted. But I'll be honest with you. I think around the league, he's taken for granted. Like, SGA, it's automatic that he's going to win the MVP from the Thunder. And I get it. He's that good. And then, you know, everyone says, well, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, is second behind SGA. And I'm like, okay, but what about what Jason Tatum's doing? Because if it wasn't for SGA, I actually think Jason Tatum's the MVP of the league. And he just doesn't, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but he doesn't get the national attention and the national love that he should for the MVP award. So I think in instances like this, and we've seen him win this before, I think when he's around these other all-stars, you know, he didn't get a chance to play during the Olympics. He would have did this during the Olympics, but he didn't get any burn. I think anytime Tatum's around these other great players, you know, you are going to see him show up and show out to really illustrate to everyone, like, no, I'm that dude. I am him. They just don't play me enough, you know, and I don't get enough love nationally. So I think in this All-Star game, Tatum's going to go off, and I think he'll be the MVP. So I'll take him and Jaylen Brown's team to win it all. But we are talking Sox, Pats, B's, C's. I mean, what are you waiting for? We're about to end this fine radio program. So if you want to get in here, you better call me now. You can also message me, Travis Thomas Experience, as well on Twitter and IG. When I come back, I'll end the show with this. I'll lay out sort of how I think the NBA playoffs themselves will play out once we get back to the second half of the season after this All-Star break. I'll tell you who the Celtics will beat in a repeat bid. Spoiler alert, I have them winning Banner 19, but I'll tell you who they'll knock off on the way there to end the show. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
All right. Travis Thomas Experience. We're a whole vibe, aren't we? Oh, man. Wrapping up this fine radio program. I gotta tell you, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? My goodness gracious. I mean, I feel like I just walked in the building, and now I look up at 6 o'clock. My poor wife's at a movie with my kids. Like, when I'm at work, whether it's TV or radio, she's just like, listen, bro, like, the weather's bad. Like, I can't just stay in this house with these kids. I got to take them out. So she took them to some kid movie, Dog Man or something. I don't know. Some cartoon thing. And, like, she's just been texting me. She's been texting me the whole movie. She is in hell. I mean, it is just, I'm like, hey, sitting at the house with them with, you know, cabin fever for not leaving doesn't sound so bad, does it? I mean, you go to a movie, and you all know it too. Movies are $1,000 these days to take a family to the movies. Between the tickets and the popcorn, a couple drinks, I mean, you're looking at a mortgage payment. So she's just like, oh, my God, just sitting in here watching this awful movie, and it's just the worst. I'm like, yeah, well, it's not going to be much better at home, because when I get home, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to crack open every beer that's in that house, and that's a lot. And then I'm going to watch the dunk contest, the three-point contest, and the skills challenge. That's how that's going to go. Just wanted to lay that out for everyone involved here on this snowy Saturday evening. Listen, I'm looking at the Eastern Conference standings here. Right now, Celtics are 5.5 games back from the Cavaliers. Both of them, in fact, you know, all really the top three teams in the East were playing fantastic going into the All-Star break. Cavs, 8-2 in their last 10. Knicks, 8-2 in their last 10. Celtics, 8-2 in their last 10. All of them on win streaks. Cavs have a 4-game win streak. Celtics have a 3-game win streak. Knicks, 2-game win streak. So, you know, I mean, right now, it certainly does feel top-heavy in the East. You know, I don't trust the Knicks to be there healthy at the end of the year because they never are. That coach runs them into the ground, and we've seen it enough times. I'm not betting on the Knicks to do anything except fall apart at the seams. I'll take the Cavs and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. I do believe in the Cavs. I do believe it's sustainable. But in the end, as good as they are, respect to them, and they're well coached with Kenny Atkinson as well, I'll take the Celtics in six. Thanks. I mean, like, you're good. You're deep. Celtics are, or the Cavs are deep. They play good defense. They have everything except pedigree. You don't have championship pedigree. Your franchise has never won anything without LeBron, and he ain't walking through that door. So, you know, I'll take the Celtics in six to get out of that one. In the West, it's funny. You know, all these trades, right? Luka and this guy and that guy. In the end, I still think it's going to be the Nuggets and the Thunder. And neither one of them traded for anyone. It's crazy. It's like every superstar got traded. And in the end, it's still going to be the Celtics and Cavs and the Thunder and Nuggets. It's just crazy. So I'll take them in the Western Conference Finals. And then I do like this Thunder team. You know, I've vacillated. Will the Nuggets play defense? Will the Rockets break through? In the end, I think it will be the Thunder. And they're just too young and not ready for the moment. It'll probably look a lot like the Mavericks series did against the Celtics in the finals. But I'll give them one more game. So I'll go Celtics over the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals in six games. And I like the Celtics over the Thunder in the finals in six games. Let's go to John real quick. John, on line one, your last call of the show, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with your analysis of the finals. The Celtics, though, if they win by 15 or more points, take the underdog in the next game to cover the spread if it's 9, because they always play overconfident after a blowout. But 6 games sounds right in both and the finals. As far as the Red Sox, I don't expect them to do much at the halftime, all-star break, because if their team's doing great with what they have, they figure, oh, we don't have to add. Like last year, we knew they weren't going to. I figure Sox 86 and 76 right there at the playoffs and probably blow it on a ground ball underneath someone's glove.
Thanks for the call. All right, listen, check me out this week on NESN. You can't miss me. I'm on every show. You can subscribe to NESN on YouTube. That's really the best way. That's what I tell everyone to do these days. It's 2025. It's really the best way to consume it. So check it out on YouTube, or just if you have NESN, pop it on. You can't miss me. And I'm back next weekend as well. Travis Thomas Experience, baby. Woo! Here on WEEI.
Ah, can't Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.